The importance of carburetor float level. The gasoline engine will always have a place on the American farm, whether it is found on a sea tender, small generator, pump, UTV, or the family lawnmower. It will need to have a method to atomize the fuel and mix it with air, the standard being the carburetor. Though a carburetor has many fuel and air pathways known as circuits, the foundation of its operation is the float circuit. This consists of the ball, float, inlet needle, valve, and seat. The float ball acts as a reservoir that feeds all of the fuel circuits. Thus, it has great influence on how the rest of the carburetor operates and in turn how the engine runs. The float setting determines the fuel level in the ball. Whenever a carburetor is serviced or taken apart, the float needs to be checked and the adjustments confirmed. If the fuel level in the bowl is too high, the engine can either flood or be excessively rich right off idle. To confirm this, gain access to the carburetor and look down its throat with the engine running at the speed or load that the problem occurs. If you see raw fuel being dumped, the float level is the first place to look. If the engine runs fine but lacks power under load, then it is very possible that the fuel level is too low and the bowl is running out of gas and leaning the mixture. I have seen engines that ran fine at idle and light load, but when put to the task, fell off greatly in power or were not RPM. Since the fuel level in the bowl is intrinsically linked to the float adjustment, low float height equals low fuel level and vice versa, it is a key setting that must not be overlooked. If the float is suspended from the air horn, it will have both a height setting with the air horn inverted and a drop adjustment air horn upright. When the float is moored in the fuel bowl, it will only have a height setting. It is paramount that you follow the manufacturer's procedure for setting the float and their specifications, which is usually a fraction of an inch, such as 11/32. Keep in mind where you are measuring from. For example, if the float is in the bowl and you are required to measure from the casting down, then the greater the value on the ruler, the lower the float height. It is farther from the top of the bowl. Also, make sure you bend the tang or float in the proper place for adjustment, especially with a height and drop setting. If you only renew the gaskets in the carburetor and never check the float setting, you are cheating yourself out of the power and performance the engine has to offer.